Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Lots to get to today from practice on Saturday, from the sporting world in general.
Sports?
Yeah, it was sports this weekend. There's some sports going on.
Sports.
But before all that, we get into idle chit-chat to get off the week. How are you guys?
I'm good. Great. Weekend.
You have your Raider shirt on today. You're in football form.
I guess, yeah.
It's like a new T-shirt, Steve.
It does. It does appear.
Well, this was a gift. This was a gift during Columbus baseball.
Oh, birthday! Your birthday?
Yeah,
your birthday.
This was a good gift from. I think it was our friend.
Was it Kathy?
Yes,
I think Kathy Woody gave you that shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Happy birthday, Steve! Columbus baseball.
It's great. Incredible. The perfect shirt.
It was an incredible
perfect
moment.
Cake. Excuse me. Perfect cake.
Yeah, I like this shirt. I'm gonna readopt the Raiders.
I hope you do. I told you for years. I want you to get back in the NFL and have a team.
Well, I liked Vegas, so it sort of fits. That might have been the sign.
Would have been nice to have it. I'd love to have a team.
Why don't you adopt one?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I wouldn't suggest the Dolphins.
Why don't you just adopt the Tennessee Titans?
No,
isn't that the Houston Oilers?
He's gone through that before.
Did the Cleveland Browns stuck with the Ravens when they went to?
Ooh.
I don't think so.
When
I
go,
oh no, I love that team. That's just our team. No, that's not the way it works.
Bill has told us he was out once the Oilers left and moved to Tennessee.
The Love You Blue, the whole thing, and then when they go back to the throwback uniforms and stuff, don't like it.
What?
It's not them.
It's not you.
It's not you. Yeah,
you abandoned that franchise.
Yeah, I've nothing against the Titans at all. Nothing against any teams, but just like nope. Not doing that.
So you do not want to adopt?
No, no adoption. I will follow like that, but I will say this. I follow, I wouldn't, hard to say that, like, that's it, but the only team I follow is the Bengals. I follow the Bengals very closely. Matter of fact, I talked to Jimmy Burrow yesterday via text message.
That could be your team.
It's potential there, Bill.
Yeah, potential. I
don't want to force this.
I follow them as if they're my team.
Good.
It's pretty close.
Now it's winding to something.
It's getting to something. I followed out that they had a stadium practice. I think their fans were allowed to be there for Saturday.
Nice.
So I followed that. Yes. Well, that was when I talked to Jimmy, his dad, Joe's dad.
You might be a Bengals fan.
It seems like you might be, Bill. That's good. We want that.
I know this. I'm excited for their win. I'm very sad if they lose. So
we might be a fan at this point.
Then.
That's getting close.
We might be a fan.
Bill.
Look at this shirt. It's orange.
Yes, Bengals. Yeah.
Not Bengal orange though.
No, it's Bengal-ish.
I really like their uniforms too. They have some sweet uniforms.
Do you like Cincinnati?
What's that? I like the town.
Well,
yeah,
I think we're talking through this right now. I think Bill is an actual Bengals fan.
I think you're a Bengals fan.
Getting pretty darn close.
That's fine, and you should accept that. Embrace that.
You know the history.
I know this one. Probably the biggest difference is, like I said, when I used to get off the bus in Thurston for elementary school, and Doug Blair would be waiting for me. When Doug Blair would be waiting for me if the Oilers lost to get after me pretty good. No one right now does that if like the Bengals lose. I don't have anyone who's like, you guys aren't waiting for me at the door.
No.
Like that. We get excited to see Jake on Sundays when the Dolphins played bad. We get excited.
But not when they play good though. Like it's only if they lose, you guys are happy.
It's kind of not only happy, but we just enjoy the meltdown. Much better.
Would you have
That's true.
So I followed that pretty closely.
Maybe we can have you follow the Raiders, Bill the Bengals, and of course me the Dolphins. We might have something to do on Sundays here. It's great.
It's pretty hard close. To force fandom. I'm going to try, but you should try too. I was just looking to see. I thought I saw that Sam Weick died, but I think that was actually in January. Never mind.
That's January.
I swear to God, I saw it.
Lonnie Anderson is who passed.
Yeah.
Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah, I mixed them up.
Yeah, mixed them up. Yes, that's what I was. When she first.
Please tell us about. Okay, is Lonnie. Please tell us about Lonnie.
Well, WKRP in Cincinnati. She was incredible. Herb Tarlick used to kind of flirt with her some. Yes, it was great.
She's. Do you have any more?
She's a natural.
She was 79, according to this. WKRP. I just saw it this morning.
Farthest here.
Yes, I got that last night.
Farley's here.
Yeah, I saw something that did not pass. I saw that Marv Levy turned 100 years old this weekend. The former Bills coach.
He's 100.
He turned 100. He's still with us. 100. Oh, Marv Levy is still kicking.
That is beautiful.
That is awesome.
100 years old. Marv Levy. That's awesome. Love to see that from the Bills. Former Bills man.
Marv Levy, seriously, 100 years old?
That's what I saw yesterday.
Yep, 100 years old. Turned on August 3rd.
Steve's going to confirm everything all show via computer. Everything will
yesterday.
Be confirmed. Or,
yesterday, he turned 100.
I did not see that. I like that.
So happy birthday to Marv Levy. 100 years old. Triple figures for Marv Levy. I went to Creed on Friday night.
Oh, yeah,
Creed?
Yeah. Concert review.
This was a lot.
This concert was absolutely jam-packed. It was a huge crowd.
Really?
Huge crowd. I bought tickets late.
Is that something?
Yeah. This is a band that hasn't made new music in years. They're big in the late 90s, early 2000s. And Scott Stapp, lead singer, was with them. The whole band, I think, was original members. And it was, you looked around, the whole place was just packed. It was Chris Daughtry that was before him, who's had big hits also, and Creed. And they sounded awesome. It was an awesome concert in terms of the audio.
Jake, this is the most excited I've seen you probably in 5 years.
I didn't expect it to be that good.
You were giddy. It was like the perfect night.
I didn't expect it to be as good as it was. Like, they sounded like they did back in the early 2000s.
God dang.
It's hard to lose it with your guitar and you know, your piano and music. But in terms of the singer, easy to lose that. Scott Stapp's voice sounded exactly like it did back in 2001.
And you're saying,
exactly.
You think it was sold out-ish?
It wasn't sold out. It was not sold out, but it was, I'd say, 90%+ full in that arena in terms of seats you could sit in. Like, the 300 level was full. Like, some concerts
really?
Don't even sell 300 level.
Yeah.
Like, 300 level was very full. On the floor full. The 100 level was full. I mean, it was so cool to
see
that.
Is there a mosh pit?
There's people on the floor. It wasn't much of a mosh pit,
okay.
Which I was kind of disappointed by.
Yeah, I'd like to see that a little more aggressive with the fans.
One Last Breath, is that the song
That's the one. They came out for the encore to that song, and about lost my voice to that one.
How did
you
go?
Wave your phone?
No, they wanted to. I did not do that thing. They did that, I think, during With Arms Wide Open was the
phone thing.
Lighter song.
One Last Breath. Can you sing a little bit?
It was a song of the day on Friday.
Oh.
It was song of the day.
I can kind of remember
Hold
that.
Me now. Yeah. I'm 6 feet from the
oh,
edge.
Oh, that's
and
the
I'm
one.
Thinking
okay.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
That sounds a lot like With Arms Wide Open, doesn't it?
Similar tone.
I think all their songs sound pretty similar. They're all.
I didn't want to say
it's
that.
It's kind of like George Thorogood. All of his songs are about the same. Creed's very close to that.
I didn't want to say that.
Yeah. That's true. They closed with the... One Last Breath, and My Sacrifice was the final song.
Don't know that one, or do I?
There's a chance you'd know that. Well, it was not like their biggest song. It's probably fifth or sixth biggest song, but kind of a cult following for that song. Again, I'm not in that cult. I do like Creed. I'm not a cult Creed fan.
Higher. Jake, you'd be great in a cult, though. If I was
probably
in,
so.
If someone came to me and said, listen, we got a cult going, who should we get? I go, I'd get Jake. I try to get him involved right away.
And that's because I'd be very, emphatic about
it? Yes, you'd be very emphatic. You're a salesman.
It's true.
Yes, you'd be able to get other cult
get
members.
People involved.
Yes, Jake could get people involved. So if you guys are interested in a cult, I'd talk to Jake right away.
Give me a ring.
Yeah.
Reach out on the text line here. I'll talk to you. Yeah.
And where were your seats at?
Well, I bought seats in the 300 level. I realized during Chris Daughtry, I didn't want to sit that high.
Chris Daughtry.
So we moved down during the break between Daughtry and Creed.
So you were eyeing them? You were eyeing seats?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, there's no one down there?
About section one, I think it was 118.
It's kind of an aggressive play.
Very.
Well, it's dangerous. It's not dangerous because if you get kicked out, you go back to your seats or somewhere else in the audience. I just wanted to get in the door.
Did you have to get by? Did you have to kind of buffalo an usher or something? Did you have to get by someone?
The ushers were not very... helpful, I'd say, on front. Now, I'm not trying to, diminish them.
We just came in after the yellow coats.
But they also weren't,
yellow?
They weren't checking.
Do they wear yellow?
They wear yellow? Jake?
They had yellow during the practice on Saturday, right?
Okay.
I don't think they had yellow during the concert.
No, I don't think they do. I don't know that
they have to wear. They have to wear one color.
I think they had a greenish
good
hue.
Point.
Greenish
good
hue.
Good point. They do have to wear.
I thought yellow was just the standard usher, some of importance.
Yeah, I had a couple beers at that point before I went in, so I don't remember. But I think it's a greenish hue.
So you just rushed past the usher,
yep,
and stole somebody else's seat.
Well, I went right to my seats, and then I went to those seats during the intermission, during the break.
Gotcha.
So went outside for a second, and before the concert started back, we went and found the seats I saw, and nobody came and took them. So we ended up having great seats for, $300 level price.
God.
So this is a way to beat the system.
Yeah,
you guys are listening.
Yeah, I beat the system.
Take the seats, look around, make your move.
This is not a new concept in terms of concerts or even sporting events. Buying cheap seats, moving down to seats you see open. It's a common thing. I'm used to that.
Common. Is there any danger of going down to those seats, someone showing up, then you going back to your seats and somebody did what you did to them?
Well, no one's going back to the seats I was at. That was like four rows from the top of the arena. I don't think anybody's going to go steal those seats because they had to.
No, and you still have the ticket, so you can say, "Well, this,
right, exactly,
this is actually mine."
Yeah, it's an embarrassing. It's like the walk of shame going back there,
right?
And to your seats,
but the people that are in your original seats might not even know. They might just figure you just showed up.
So if you're,
they might not know you played the game.
Yeah, possible. Yeah, yes, that's fair.
It's a good thing we're teaching then. Breakers by the 300 level seats. Eye something. Go for
steal
it. Steal them. Yes.
But if I would say if Creed looked around and saw empty seats in the 100 level, they might be bothered by that. I'm trying to make them feel better. They can't see up top.
That's good.
It's too dark. They can't see up top.
Who were you with?
Tyler.
This was your longtime friend. You had a day.
Yeah, we were out till 1:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
So did you and Tyler also talk about, hey, listen, if someone comes to the seats that we've stolen, make sure you do a good job with a confused look. Like you pull your tickets out and you look and what are we going to do? Did you talk it out?
You pretty much nailed that.
Yeah.
Bill.
You had the, I'm
in the wrong section.
Oh,
my fault.
I'm over one. I'm over
That's
one.
That's exactly what you do.
Yeah. My bad.
Is that childish? I don't know if it is, but yeah, we talked about it and didn't have to worry about it.
If you
it
had
worked
to actually
well
talk about it.
That's calm.
That's where I think, that's where I think I would be good. At that look.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh.
Bill, you'd nail that.
I can't.
What? You're kidding me. Bad.
Yeah. And I would be like,
my bad.
I'd explain to him what I felt happened.
This is 308, not 118.
I'll be damned.
Okay. My fault. You guys come on in here. Get your seats down.
Oh.
Someone says in the text line, so Jake is one of those guys. I guess so. I don't know.
Is it common?
I don't want to pay $120 per ticket. I paid like $55 and moved down to the 120 level because no one was sitting in those seats.
You're leading the
best life.
I didn't
hijack anybody.
No, yeah.
The seats were open.
Totally open.
I think Creed appreciates that. They could see somebody in those seats versus an empty row, which is like, what's
it's
up
Creed
with that?
It's Creed Appreciation Day.
It's exactly what it is.
Okay.
But great concert.
I'm stuck on it. That's common. I've never done it. I can't say that I've ever done that.
You're not one of those people, though, like I am.
It's fine.
Which is probably a compliment to you. I guess it's more of a shot at me from the breaker there. I'm one of those guys that can't buy the
Did you do the fake
seat.
Look at your phone like, yes, these are our seats, and you move down? Did you do the fake
Bill,
thing?
It's like you were
it's
there.
Like I know the system. I see it.
Bill gets it. It was awesome, though. I really enjoyed the concert. Beautiful weather before and after the concert outside to enjoy the rooftop area. Went to Beer House where our friend Cody's at over there.
Did you see Cody?
Didn't see Cody. No, I was up top. He might have been inside the actual.
He has 14 different venues.
He's
so
busy.
He's got a lot going on.
It's true. Did not see Cody though.
He's running a comedy shop,
but it was fun.
So there was no comedy there that you saw.
Nope. I don't think the comedy was this week. I don't think there was a show this weekend, but it was fun.
I'm tempted to look it up. I'm sort of on probation. Beer House.
You've been like everything. It's like it's like that one thing you haven't looked up. Proper pronunciation. Creed. Everything. Creed.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get the. If Wolgamont did a review, Kent, Wolgamont.
I did not. I looked for it, Sip. I didn't see it. Unless
he might be on vacation.
Well, I went to his actual Twitter page to see what he would say. It had nothing on
He's
it about
probably
the concert,
on vacation.
Which was disappointing because I think he'd be proud of that
God
concert.
Dang, I'm proud of you for going to Kent, Wolgamont.
I went to his page. Nothing.
I've never heard of him.
Oh, he's the concert review guy at the Journal Star.
Movies, I like movies that. And concerts, yeah.
Yeah, he's been working there for 40 years. He's a good friend of mine. That I'm more than 40, probably, actually. God, you went to look for it. He's got to be on vacation.
Jeremy says, I saw Jake having a cold one at Leadbelly. Yeah, I had dinner there, so I was being creeped on by
dinner at Leadbelly.
Jeremy, yeah, we went to Leadbelly.
Creeped on?
I don't know if they just saw you. I don't know if they're creeping. I think there's a big difference if they had some sort of an air tag on you or something. Yes.
I did count up the beers I had that Friday night from 5 p.m. until 1:30. I had 12 beers. Well,
where would I be?
ER.
Would 12 get you?
I'm saying 12. I'd be in the ER, and I'm saying I don't go to work till Wednesday.
12.
I slept until 8. I was good.
God,
I recovered just fine. No headache. Okay. Nothing at all.
Good.
Jake's got a different system.
I'm gonna enjoy it while I have it. You know, this could change any second where it just goes to hell, and I don't have that anymore.
A lot of this is just it's a younger system. Yes. I mean, you're younger.
Regarding me moving down, Jim says, I'm weirdly proud of you, Jake, for taking a chance like that at the concert. Bravo. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not down on it.
Risk taker. I like that.
Had to do it. So enjoyed that. Great, great concert. I think everybody there liked the concert. It was really well done.
Yeah,
so,
the video that I saw.
I sent one to you.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was like, it looked like a big time band. Not like when I saw Neil Young and he didn't play any of his hits.
I heard about that concert. I did not go to that.
He played these protest
songs.
Yeah,
pretty much. Anti-GMO songs is what it was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear, like, you know.
Cinnamon Girl
yeah. and stuff like
play
that. Play Cinnamon Girl.
play your hits, protest song. Play your hits.
It was a concert of...
protest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, Neil really messed that one up. He won't be back. He won't be invited back, I don't think, to Lincoln.
Awesome. It was incredibly disappointing.
Yeah. Anything else idle chit-chat for you guys at all, Bill?
I don't got anything.
I need help.
Okay.
I'm gonna come to the breakers on this. I might have to mention it once in the 7 o'clock hour, but I came into town about 10:45, and it was the most amazing sight I may have ever seen in Lincoln. Well, the way I come into town, I come in on 56th and I kind of cut through, then I get up to 84th and I take a right down 84th Street from Cornhusker.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and there it was. And there it was. It was Bombeck's Carnival.
Oh, yes. The Super Fair. The county Super Fair.
Yeah. That the Peds are running.
Yep.
Actually, I think Carson and Jim Hansen are helping run it also. And so the view was incredible. It looked like an old, it was. The lights was one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen in my life. And I was so thankful for Bombi, for Schottenheimer, for
Carson
Jim Hansen.
Carson Peds, Schottenheimer.
What they got done out there, it was absolutely insane. Here's where I need the help. We're working on this. Molly's done a great job with this on always improving Pender. But Pender used to be a carnival. They blocked off Main Street, and it was a two-block carnival. That's where I got caught on the roller coaster, if you guys remember, down by Marv's Bar, where I couldn't get the guy forgot about me, and I couldn't get off the roller coaster because it was insane.
For like 10 minutes, and right?
I need help on bringing that back again. I need carnival help. Pender needs that. Make Pender Main Street great again.
So they don't.
That's what we need.
When did it end?
It's been a while. They had a few things last year to kind of try to get back. But
they did?
Yeah, but it was, it was so setup night was incredible. They'd always show up. You watch them set up all the tilt-a-whirl. They always had a moonwalk, a tilt-a-whirl. Then they had always a Ferris wheel, one other ride, a coaster. So it was maybe about four or five rides and a bunch of other games and stuff. But Main Street was Xanadu. And we have to bring that back to Pender. I need help. I need carnival help. How do I obtain a carnival?
Oh, I don't think it's hard.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard. I've kind of looked into this.
How do you obtain a carnival?
It's not easy.
It's a great question.
And so, because here's the reason why. Well, it's like, it's the middle of summer.
Yeah.
So they get.
You want to do it this summer?
They're busy.
Coming up. And these carnivals get booked up.
Yeah.
They just keep getting renewed every year. So they break into that.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
I don't know if it's a carnival upstart, someone like that. I need carnival help. Please read the number, Jake, where they could text into.
402-464-5685. Any ideas on how to get a carnival to Pender?
What is a moonwalk?
Pender Main Street. Moonwalk is that you bounce in it.
Oh.
The air-filled thing, you had to kind of envelope into it.
Yeah, you know what it is.
And then they had the flap for the deal, and then you could just jump and bounce and all that stuff. And then sometimes you'd be in there, just some guy, they'd be like, all right, just go in there. If there's like three or four of you, They may not. They may not try to ask you to come out. They don't even care. Just go whatever. If there's people in line, they'll yell in. All right, that's enough. You guys are out.
God,
Newton, there was no official timer. Oh, talk about better times.
So you've looked into this, right? There's got to be. I don't know. Maybe carnivals aren't as big as they used to be.
I just need help. And when I saw what was going on with the PEDS at Sand Hills Global Event Center, it looked remarkable.
What is this?
I slowed down, and there was a lot of super fair.
Yeah.
There was a lot of cars there. It was about 11 o'clock when I drove by, roughly.
Yeah,
it looked like a lot of cars.
Busy. I'll look up, see how long this is going.
It goes, I think, till August 9th.
Well, we're going to figure that out right now.
I think it's to the 9th.
Bombi said he always went late, like one of the last nights. That was kind of his take. The rides looked incredible.
Ferris wheel looked pretty good.
Is anyone there? If anyone's there, please also chime in. But please, I need carnival help. I'm begging you.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair. Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Let's see.
Molly needs us. Molly runs Pender.
Nobody has helped us out yet on that regard.
You still got 5 days left. Yeah,
we'll hit this every hour. We'll hit it every 15 minutes.
Yep, we need help with the carnival and Pender.
July 31st to August 9th is the super fair.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
The super fair. Let the good times grow is what its motto is.
The Ferris wheel looked incredible.
It did look good.
God, the lights are so good.
I imagine that the funnel cakes had to be good.
Oh, they did.
Really good. Corn dog, everything on a stick, everything fried on a stick, fried Oreo on a stick.
What's today?
The county fair. Basically, today is August 4th, Monday.
Oh.
So it's actually Lancaster County Fair?
Yes. The super fair.
Super fair.
Yep, that's what it is.
There's a band tonight, last minute band. Got 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on a Monday. Last minute band.
Cover band, I'm assuming?
It's a dynamic sound. It's a dynamic mix of sound that keeps audiences on their feet.
Okay.
They're actually playing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then Thursday.
They're just the band of the fair.
What's Thursday? Is there a grand finale, Steve?
There's a Thursday band, Dustin West, then August 8th, Clay Clear band. and then there's a band actually on August 9th. This is the finale. It's Southern Rock with a Modern Edge. And it's literally called, the band is No Drinking on Grounds.
Okay. So we're playing a lot of Leonard Skinner, probably being played.
I don't know this band.
None of us do. It's
just Southern Fried Rock, so I was thinking.
Okay. This is straight out of Lincoln. No Drinking on Grounds is making waves with their fresh take on alternative Southern Rock.
Wow. Yes.
You got
Check that one out on the 9th.
I like this. Anyway, we need a carnival in Pender. We've already done the Pender times. We already have the permit to block off Main Street. We have the permit. It's ready to go.
How'd you get that?
It's work. A lot of stuff going on.
The four-piece powerhouse blends influences from Leonard Skinner, the Beatles, Foo Fighters, Green Day, and AC/DC. Wow.
That's quite a
big catalog there.
There you go. There's stuff going on.
Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com.
was talking to Joey. I wonder if he was flexing. He goes, absolutely not. And there's no flex until the hay's in the barn, until the harvest is done. There's no flexing. He's just every day is status quo because until the harvest is completed, till that kind of, you know, I'm like, oh, the hay's in the barn. We've had enough rain. We don't need any more rain. We're done. We're good. It'd be nice to have some. And now I think the farmers just want some heat and some sun. They've had so much rain.
God.
But Joey's like, yeah, the hay's not in the barn.
Like we're going to get some sun today.
Yeah, I know heat's coming back. Boy, did I have a day yesterday.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Wait a second. Why do you say that about the heat?
Because the forecast said heat. That was the biggest thing that keyed.
Today's only 79, which is fine. But it's the 90s Thursday, 90s Friday. Coming, and then back to the 80s after that, low 80s. So you got to survive Thursday, Friday.
To walk out yesterday morning when it was rainy in about 60 with a breeze, I was alive. And I sent you guys that graphic that was incredible.
That was a good graphic, yeah.
We're going to lose 70 minutes of daylight in the month of August. That is fun.
Yeah, it's bad. It's kind of, today.
Happiness for Bill.
Today it was not cloudy and it was dark when we were driving here. And it's not because it was cloud cover. It's because it was just dark.
We'll enjoy things once we get to it.
Yes. Saturday night had the open practice, 1890, at the Big Red Preview at Memorial Stadium. Sip was there. I showed up late. This started at 6:30. I got there about 7:10. I was about 40 minutes late because I had things happening at the house.
Scotland.
Yeah, we were taking
Jake went solo.
I did. I sat by myself the entire time. I didn't get a beer. Amazing. I don't know why I didn't get a beer. I just went and sat and watched. And I took some notes.
The beers were $11 and $12.
I would have bought that. I wasn't scared by the price. I'm not scared by that. But,
no, I'm not either.
But I was late. I was trying to sit down and
was
watch.
Was there beer vendors up and down the...
No.
That's what I'd love
you
to see.
You had to go to the actual concession
stand. I mean, if you're sitting there and all of a sudden, ice cold beer here!
Are they going to do that?
Not know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Can you imagine someone walking down with ice cold beers?
I don't. Like that? I can't imagine it.
That would interest me. Going and standing in line wouldn't interest me.
No. I just wonder if that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
The prices, I mean, we saw some of the prices. It's like if you get a beer, I'm not going to go overboard on this. Don't worry. If you get a beer and a piece of pizza, it's $18. Is that reasonable?
It's a little high.
But here's the thing. Here's my theory on that. You don't want to make it too low because you don't have probably enough personnel to handle huge crowds.
I just wish there was like a Busch Light corner where it's like, you know, 2 for $9. It'd be awesome.
Ooh, I don't see that happening.
Just a line, just 100 miles.
It'd be a huge line.
That'd go for hours.
See, that's what I mean. I don't know if you can make it very cost friendly because of that reason. I think you got to up it a little bit. There's probably a sweet spot.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised to see $11. I thought $10 to $12 for a beer would be what it was. So right
11,
in the middle.
11 for a Bud Light.
I think that's right.
And 12 for a
Don't
Ultra
tell me this. Possibly. I have to ask. I'm sure everything is no cash, card only.
I'm pretty sure you're
100%.
Yeah, it's definitely card only.
I flipped some cash on there the last time. Mm. Not, they didn't have beer, but they had the concession stands open at the camps. Yeah, and I flipped the cash out, and the lady looked at me like I was crazy. This isn't, we're not doing cash.
You know what it really hurts? Here's what it hurts. It hurts the workers. It hurts the workers big time. If all of a sudden, if just say they price a beer at $9, means you're getting, if you take cash, you're getting $1 tip for every beer. You're getting $1 tip for every beer. They're not getting a tip.
How would you?
Yeah,
you could. I mean,
but it's not the same.
Wait a second. If you give them a 20, you're.
What? My point is, but when you don't tip the same when you're on a card.
Oh, like no.
You just tap
no.
your card and I'm out. But if they slide change back to you, you're going to let this go.
Nah, 100%.
Just keep the change. Keep the change. You're good.
I don't know how to.
But we have to learn if they're going to have vendors up and down the stands at all. I don't know if that's happening. And then, I'm pretty sure it is 100%. Card only. There's no cash at all.
You go to games like at other places, like at Iowa. Is there beer vendors?
I don't know. I've only been there one time, twice, and I don't think this last time they had beer vendors. No, going up. I think it was there's no vendors at all.
Yeah.
On Black
for
Friday.
Me, which is a good thing, is that I have zero interest because I'm not going to go to a game, and I probably wouldn't. If I went to a game, I couldn't see myself probably even having a beer.
No,
so it doesn't really interest me at all.
Me, I'm interested.
Yeah,
Jake I drink
could be
beer
interested.
At the games.
Jake would be interested.
Yeah,
I don't go to games. I don't sit in the stands.
You are at the games. You're in the press box.
Yeah, but I don't sit in the. I don't go there as a spectator.
What if they started serving beer in the press box?
Well,
what now happened? I don't think. I don't want drunk sports writers up there.
What if Keith Mann was the one selling the beers? That would be incredible. If Keith Mann had to double, he doubled
his
sports information. Sports information. He also sells Budweiser. Heavy.
Do they have beer and other? I think there's some press boxes that they do serve beer. I don't
think this was one of them.
I know there's ones that you can have it afterwards because I've done it after games. They will have beer up there for
you. So you and Chattel are just hanging out having a draft. Tell us about that.
No, I mean there's places that bring. Like they'll say, we got some pizza and beer for you guys. Yeah. That happens every so often.
In terms of what you saw at practice, it was about
get to the nuts and bolts.
Just
of this
shy of 2.5 hours long, Nebraska practice
long
after the
practice.
Fan day before that. And Dane Key did not practice. Nebraska's likely number one receiver did not practice with, he had a yellow jersey on, so he did not see him. But Ja'Cory Barney, I thought looked really good. Ja'Cory Barney, he was good last year. I think he's going to take a second step this year. I mean, it's the first week of practice, the first padded practice. I get that. It's hard to assess what's going to happen 24 days from now. But
I should look at your very detailed notes.
They had a blocking drill, and he really enjoyed doing the perimeter block. He was knocking the cornerbacks down.
Yeah, he's enthusiastic, right?
And a fight. I think him and I forget who the he had a little bit of a spat with one of the cornerbacks. Oh, I forget who it was, but
a scuffle
because he didn't like the way he hit him so hard.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that was that where you were sitting?
I was on the south side of the stadium. Yes.
Okay, so you were over right in front. You were right where that was happening.
Yeah, I saw the fight.
See, that was
across the spat.
It was across the field where from I was from. You miss so much when you're watching a practice.
Anybody yell fight?
There was the crowd go ooh. It went crazy. Ooh.
It's pretty normal for secondary receivers to go at it, right?
Very normal. Yeah, very normal.
So they had to do up downs.
They did.
Yeah.
Somebody said there was a
skirmish.
Who was
in charge of the up downs? Was there an up down coach?
I know Rule was over there at one point.
Was he?
Yeah, at one point he didn't like. He said up downs. I think somebody. I forget who else was in there though. But Rule was definitely in that conversation.
Gotcha.
Saying we don't get that. Yeah, up downs right now. It's obviously early. It was the first pad of practice, but you saw the offensive line. You saw Pritchett at left tackle and Prohaska at right tackle.
This was big news for Jake.
We didn't see the rotation of Gatula. It was the entire practice, Prohaska right tackle with the first team.
And Pritchett.
Right? And Pritchett left tackle.
And then Rocco right guard. And
Lutovsky.
Yes.
And Evans at center.
Yeah. How did it look to you?
It looked pretty good.
I can't. It's hard for me to read that stuff. It looked all right. There was a little bit of live tackling, but not much, right?
Not until the very end.
Until the very end.
They did some scrimmaging at the last, I don't know, 10 minutes or so of practice.
Yeah, Bill, you'd have a more discerning eye than I do. I can't tell if the line of scrimmage is moving in a practice like that. It's hard. I mean,
it's probably hard to have a great evaluation to walk away and be like, well, I think that's that's an upper, they're probably the ninth best O-line in the country. I don't know what that is. Can't really tell that time, but. But no, you have a pretty good feel for what they're trying to get done. And first pretty day in pads, actually, you usually want to kind of temper things back because everyone is so. But when we say pads, that was full pads, right?
Yes,
full
so,
pads.
So they've had shoulder pads on here for several days. So that's not really a new deal. And you practice with shoulder pads on basically like it's live.
I've noticed,
especially O line, D line.
I've noticed that.
There is no. Well, that's probably what happened with the perimeter block. It was probably like, okay, we're going to fit this up, but if you do that, you'll get embarrassed. And so you always want to be the person that they're telling, whoa, not go. Mm-hmm. Which means, hey, slow it down. Mm. We're not doing, but I'm always telling my players all the time, I go, you will get embarrassed. If you think this is, okay, everything's cool, we good, like that, no, you'll get embarrassed. So be the one you have to tell, whoa, not go.
Good point. Other guys that were out, Quentin Ives, Jake, riding a bike.
Yes.
Gabe Moore, Jackson Carpenter. Trent Euler, Jalen George was in green, and Turner Corcoran's in green. Those guys will be back pretty soon. What else did you see that you liked?
Well, again, without Dane Key there, they had a receiver out, so it was Ja'Cory Barney, Nziah Hunter, and Cortez Mills, true freshman, getting the first team reps.
Yeah, they got some good receivers now.
They look pretty good. I mean, again, those guys all made pretty good plays. You saw even, Keelan Smith made a couple nice catches. Quinn Clark had mossed a guy. On a play.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, he mossed a guy, went over the top of the cornerback. I forget who it was in a drill, and it got the crowd going. Crowd got going at that point in the southwest end zone.
The crowd got going. Explain that to us, Jake.
Well, they saw the play, And you could hear the crowd saw it and got excited.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that was over Kamir Prescott.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Who's that?
Oh, he's a
reserve cornerback.
Yeah, he's a reserve corner. Yeah, that drill was popular because it was quarterback take a snap and it's one-on-one coverage downfield. Mm-hmm. So people like that. You just saw pure one-on-one. And you did see some stuff. You saw Keelan Smith was a double move demon. Mm-hmm. In this thing, he hit three guys with double moves that were pretty. Keelan Smith looks like he can play. I don't know. I mean, Quinn Clark looks like he can play. Jeremiah Jones is hard to say, but he's huge.
That guy is, he's a massive guy.
He's 6'4". They list him at 6'4".
He looks bigger to me.
Yeah.
That seems like 6'6".
Yeah. It was fun to watch.
You definitely saw Mekhi Nelson running back too. Emmett Johnson was getting, you know, the carries for the first running back, but Nelson was getting a lot of carries in terms of scrimmage.
That's a concern when you, like you said, you've already missed with Ives.
Yep.
So, Ives sitting there watching.
So he's missed six practices.
Right.
And whatever it's five or six. Probably not going full for today or the next day. It's probably a while. So he's probably gonna miss
It's hard.
Right now, he's probably going to miss half a camp.
It's horrifying. I would be horrified if I were him. I feel for him. I feel terrible for him.
Because the number is still the same, which I believe it is 25 practices.
Yeah.
Well, that's also like your practice the day before a game, the walkthrough, maybe it might be 2 days before the game. So that's not kind of not haze in the barn, but there's no more evaluation time. So what he's at, when you miss six and you take off 2 to 3 right before the game with where they're at, you know, he doesn't have a lot of time to get back and get going.
No, it came in a terrible time for him in his career. Sophomore, he's number two. He can really establish himself. Then, like, literally on the first station of the first practice, he pops a hamstring. And then, correct me if I'm wrong here, but even when he comes back, there's going to be some, like, is he okay?
He's just going to have natural intrepidation, is that the right word?
Trepidation.
That's a good word, Bill.
Trepidation. Just because, do I trust it?
Do I cut loose?
Yeah, do I cut loose? There's always going to be, does this thing.
I hate it. I hate it for him.
Yeah.
It sucks. But it is what it is. And Mekhi Nelson. Now, what you're seeing is Mekhi Nelson and then Connor Booth.
Yep.
I mean, Connor Booth's now got to be ready to go. Jamarion Parker, I believe, was there, but not suited out. Something, I don't know what's wrong with Jamarion Parker, but he's not part of the picture right now. Connor Booth, if I got to think Connor Booth's thinking, all right, Arrowhead, I got to be ready to go. I mean,
later on, we'll listen to Rich Rod, and that'll make
we
this
will,
thing.
Yeah, we will have Rich Rod audio from this week.
Make that clear.
I thought Harburg looked pretty good at tight end, and Carter Nelson looks 100%. I don't see any sort of, I was looking for any sort of, you know, limp. Nothing.
Carter Nelson.
He looks very healthy. Now,
right, the hip.
One practice, but I didn't see any sort of inkling of a limp or anything like that.
No, he looks good. They have some. I think the offense looks good.
What were the numbers?
There's no numbers. They don't keep stats.
No numbers on how many people were at the game. Were at the practice.
They said 2,500. Yeah. That was the estimate.
Okay,
that was the estimate.
I thought it was more than that. I was gonna say 3,500 or 4,000.
That was right from Keith.
Okay, all right, 2,500.
Now there might have been more. I don't know. Keith Mann is incredibly tan right now, by the way.
Oh, I bet he is tan.
Yeah, he looks like he's in golf mode.
Golf mode. Do you have a golf outfit on?
What do you think?
Of course he does. He wears a golf outfit every day.
He had the polo.
It looks like he just walked off the course or is just about to walk on. Yeah, he was actually, he can be kind of surly in big events like this, but he was pretty good mood, it seemed like.
He likes when he just sees you from a distance. Hey, Sipple. He likes it.
He does a Sipple.
He does the shake of his head.
Sipple. How many times think he said that to you? Sipple, he shakes his head. Over 1,000?
A lot.
Sipple.
Sipple. Yeah. Keith. Yeah, so that was good.
It was a fun
night. Just amazed you go solo.
I was glad I did that, too. I didn't want to be distracted.
Did you see any breakers?
A couple breakers stopped by. I said, love the stool. Love the stool. But they left me alone.
You had your notebook.
I was taking notes. I was late.
His notebook out.
I could go. He sent me detail. Oh,
you asked me to, which also
we led to before, an awkward moment.
Yeah, I was reading the.
It's a very awkward.
I was reading the rundown on three, Bill.
Now, okay, so we do an observations.
Yeah. And so Sip asked me to send him some things I saw during practice. Now
help me out.
I mentioned on the show a little bit ago that Ja'Cory Barney was enjoying the perimeter blocking drill. I said, and I even tweeted out, Ja'Cory Barney.
I didn't see your tweet.
You were tweeting from the stands?
I sent one tweet.
Okay. Okay, Jake. He's full-on reporter
one
now.
Tweet.
I know.
He's a reporter
amazing.
Now.
I did one tweet.
Now that,
one tweet.
So what happened? He busted me on something.
Well, I was reading the On3 report from SIP. And,
at that night, by
the way. Yeah, 10:45 before I went to bed.
We were up.
Observations. And it said, one fan noted Ja'Cory Barney was the willing blocker.
Me.
I would rather just say Ja'Cory Barney, not say one fan.
Is that okay?
Jake
was appalled.
Almost 10 years together, I'm one fan over here.
One fan. Well, you've stolen
not stealing. I said a fan.
Yeah, I did. But the amount of things you've stolen over your career.
But I said one fan pointed out Barney's willingness and effectiveness as a perimeter blocker.
I almost prefer to be
point.
Without the one fan.
I put good point. I thought I was being kind. I said,
why would you not acknowledge
now,
Jake?
Now, that's the question. Here's why. Because I didn't acknowledge anybody else. Sevier was kind of eyes, too.
He has good tweets, too, yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of my eyes, too. And now I have my own eyes, and I put observations. But
I have one fan. One fan, Jake.
I didn't know if I should. Now, here's the thing in my defense. I thought I would have had to ask you for permission.
And I would have just said no.
I don't know.
No, you can't use my own knowledge. Sorry. Of course I'd say yes.
You'd have to ask somebody's permission to put their name in there, right?
I think Jake would have been safe with that.
But I just don't want to hassle with it. I don't want to hassle him.
We just had like a 12-minute conversation on practice. Not one word about the defense.
Oh.
Not one word.
Well, we can do that later.
We'll do it later, yeah.
We just talked nothing but offense.
We're out of time. Yeah. We'll
talk
defense
later. That's
kind
of how it goes a lot. Yeah.
Defense travels. Defense wins championships.
I know. I'm
watching. Didn't even think about it.
All a lot.
Yeah. We will give some defensive thoughts. In hour
just
two.
Just some guy got mossed. That was it.
That was Kamir Prescott.
Yes.
Mossed by.
We can talk about the defense later.
We will.
Long show.
Make it an afterthought. That's always the best. Make it a complete afterthought.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, Bill.
That's always the best.
There's special teams news.
Just talk about one-on-one passes.
Hey, special teams. By the way. Wow. It's kind of a wow.
Save
we'll talk
for next
about that
day,
later.
Yeah. Before we get to break,
after.
There's a place in town that you might know of about Antelope Parkway and Normal Boulevard.
Hold it. Is it some place you could go early in the morning?
If you are looking for breakfast, brunch, and lunch in the city of Lincoln.
In Lincoln, you're talking.
Where do you think we might go to?
I don't know.
The Bird! The Bird! Early Bird is back!
The Bird is back!
They've been open
bird,
all year,
bird,
but they're back
bird
with
is the
us.
Word.
They're back with
bird,
us.
Bird, bird, bird.
They have chicken fried steak. They've got a variety of burrito options, of course, and they have waffles, French toast, incredible options. And don't forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
It's back.
We're back.
We're back.
Early bird.
I got to practice.
Breakfast.
Jamie.
Brunch and lunch. The corner of Antelope Parkway.
Oh.
And Normal Boulevard. Football's back.
Football's
back.
The
bird
parking.
Is here.
You have to talk about the parking later.
If we will talk
later.
We're going to hit about the defense next when we come back in early break in the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.